Norton, it looks like a new business office. Could you have your hand on this? It is possible, like a lach or a hummus of my office well.
Tomorrow at 12:30, and then another shear on Wednesday morning. But please note that in your schedule. Tomorrow the shear will be at 12:30.
Who made the change?
The office.
This year is a very strange topic of my fear. It will be or is a very strange one. Our topic is Tshuva. Tshuva is important to us, relatively important. Either Tshuva, Schaefer, or Yumel, etc. The topic is an idea which didn't have it until recently any practical or relevance. This year, perhaps the first year, that it became a relevant problem. Namely, the topic of Bia Shlishis, or Bai Shlish. People are not building this administration had to be this year. But they talk about it. They talk about the halachas of Bia Shlishis, Yes HaMashiach, it is something which is acute and very important to many people. And since the American Jews are basically naive people, but for sometimes very devoted, very serious. So I thought that I'll not to discuss Bia Shlishis. I don't know what it looks like. I don't know. The Ram said that the Malachim don't know what the third Mishamidra should look like. However, I have certain ideas in which the Bia Shlishis is involved. They are very important. It's simply for the for the sheer fact that we are Besamitish conscious. I don't belong to the to any group. I belong to the people who actually live in this Amigdash. Still believe, but will never make any statements how and when. And I believe that it would be good not to explain, but simply to tell you what I think about it. And certain halachas or ideas which we should arrive if this topic is raised and laid down on the table. Let me say, Bioshlishis. Bioshlishis is the Bioshadir. And actually, in Bioshlishis, historically, and in accordance with the Rabbi Darloche, is Bioshlishis. Is there here a mic?
You're wearing it.
Well, I'm wearing it. I believe I'm wearing it. In general, certain ideas, basic ideas. Basically, it is, we'll discuss most probably three ideas today. Believe it, those three ideas are basically important for the Emunah in Bioshlishi, and they are also of great relevance for our Emunah in general in Bias HaMashiach. Let us read the Rambam. The Rambam Perek, Perek Aleph, Verses. What's the title of the Rambam?
Huh?
I don't hear it. What are the halachas from Beis HaBchira? That the Rambam has devoted a separate chapter or a separate chapter to discuss them. And there is another question: Where did the Rambam take the authority? I mean, to say those are the halachas or Bayishlishi. Or Melech HaMashiach. There are three actually. Bias HaMashiach is concerned, Bias HaMashiach, there are actually three elements. A sealed house, which is Bias HaMashiach. A sealed Melech, not a sealed, but a Melech, Me Yisrael. This is the Melech HaMashiach. And a third one, what is the other one? Those three elements are of great importance. Next. The Bias HaMashiach, Mashiach will be the last one, because beyond the Mashiach, no Melech. He'll be the final one, not the last one, but the final one. There is no Mashiach beyond the Melech HaMashiach, who will come and will verify his words. Beyond the Melech HaMashiach, there is no need that there will be Melech HaKol HaOretz. Mashiach is the last one among among the people who will be Malchi Yisrael. How many people will be Malchi Yisrael? As far as the Melech HaMashiach, the Mepiyah Shlishis, he's going to say, how to, we don't know. We simply don't know. We want Mashiach, or as the Rambam says, it will be many, many Mashiachim. Melech HaMashiach will be the first one, who will actually be victorious, who will victoriously conquer the land and become the king. But that is not the beast of the Melech HaMashiach from all of this stuff. And perhaps he will die. Melech HaMashiach will also be a boss of God. He will die somewhere else, who will take over the Malchus. And matter of fact, the Rambam says so. I believe in its Pirush to that of Domini Pirush HaMishleis. He said so. Yomus Arakach Yokum Echod Mibonov leads Melech HaLavoretz. But it doesn't mean that he's the only one. The only Kiki, there is only one king who is the only one. No, I have in mind. We are the Shem Melech HaLavoretz. We are the Shem HaKodesh Meyachot. The Emuni in Trias HaMeisim is correct, but we don't know when Trias HaMeisim will take place. Before B'yis HaMashiach or after B'yis HaMashiach. We don't know that. The Rambam says that we don't know. It might be that Trias HaMeisim will take place after B'yis HaMashiach. But anyway, the Melech HaMashiach, like the true king, the true Melech, Bos of Edom, not Chas V'Shalom, Elus, okay. Nothing divine about him. Very clever, very capable, extremely, very wise, and he'll bring the Jews to tremendous, he'll bring them to tremendous heights. All this is true, but he'll be more finite, not mortal. Melech HaMashiach will not be mortal. Mortal is only one king, given you say how much I who say Melech HaKol Oretz, Mekadosh Yisrael, Leim HaZikon, we wouldn't have reminded them Melech HaKol Oretz, Melech HaMashiach, but they reminded them HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vayim Ahu Yih Adishim HaKodim Ushmei HaKod. And this cannot be changed. And this is a very different question. What we call Melech HaMashiach, it means the king which will, who will have to redeem his people, meaning the Jews, from the destiny, tragic destiny. He had suffered for so many years. This is he'll build up his Amigdash. Then he'll bring together the Nitche Yisrael, and there will be Melech HaMashiach. And then there's another Allah. How those two halachos correlate with each other? Most probably, first will come the Melech HaMashiach, the boss of the dawn. This is his prophecy. And then after a long time, Trump says, Zari Acharov, he'll have longevity. That's what Trump says, he'll have longevity. But longevity is still, it is a trait of a human being. So Chas V'Shalom, there will be no deification or raising the Melech HaMashiach to transcendental heights. This is what we should avoid. But it will be a great man. The Rambam said that in the title. So what is the title? What should we write to you? The title can Chochom Yesa Mishleimei, Yesa Mishleimei, Chochom Yesa Mishleimei, Vekodim Biterosi Kemesha Rabbeinu. Chochom is Veat in the Meshe. Meshe must be higher than even the Melech HaMashiach. Bekodim Yesa Kemesha, of course, a person. According to the Rambam, it is a real principle in Nikri Adas, that Meshe Rabbeinu is the greatest and the most outstanding. Waking up the Meshi hands, the Melech HaMashiach cannot surpass it. But it will be very close, brothers. Korah is being worse than the Meshi. Chochom Godel Yisrael Mishleimei, Mishleimei Yisrael. don't have any kisses. Slavery is, now that Hamashiach will completely put away, would not be first in slavery. But the Eish Rabbeinu is Kovei Ben Yosef. Kovei Ben Yosef. Close as far as prophecy, his prophecy is concerned, the nation. Because who is right now? Who surpasses whom? The nation surpasses Hamashiach. Then there will be up the B.M. Baishlishi, the B.M. Baishlishi, and of course, Emechia Samovic. These, those metals are Yisraelis Adas, they are basic foundations of our Emuni Yihadus. But exactly how to arrange these, those events, then they will come. I mean, you can arrange them in a variety of ways. That's what Rambam says, that the Jews should not try to do that. They should leave it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how they are saying that. And actually, the sequence will take place. We don't know, and even Nevi'im, it was not revealed even to Nevi'im, how it will happen. But it will happen. Now, so the Rambam starts out, the Rambam starts out, and then he mentions, what does he mention? Instead of the following mention, the Rambam speaks about Shiloh. The 190 and 100 and... What is the age of Shiloh?
359.
And then 40 years for Gilgal. 40 years for Gilgal. 14 years for Gilgal. 40 years, not more. Shiloh, 169 years. 369 years. It's more. In all capacities, it's more than actually the existence. The existence is longer than the Beis Hamikdash. The Beis Hamikdash was 410 or 420. And Shiloh had 369. Why was it so? What is this? And something else. Even now, Jews travel to Yerushalayim, and now it has become actually a part of the Jewish life in the diaspora. Go travel to visit the Beis Hamikdash, and to say tefillah, but to visit the Beis Hamikdash, to visit the place where the Beis Hamikdash was built. Correct? Every Jew. Why was not this same accordance, the same privilege bestowed upon Shiloh, still while we were on our trips in Shiloh to Har HaBayis, which together was only 800 years, 800 and how many years? 30 years? Why not why shouldn't a Jew make a stop and get off the train or the plane and get down to this? We know more or less where Shiloh was, we know here, so we make the discovery. And go down and see it's Shiloh, Shiloh Miles, so not the Beverly Visitor Shiloh. So I'm going to see a broker. Why is Beis Hamikdash was singled out and Shiloh completely forgotten? It is forgotten to such an extent that we don't know now where Shiloh actually was. Yes, scientists, geographers, and historians try to find out, but they don't know. Because I have to say, why is it so?
Mitzvah Beis Hamikdash was that it should erase Shiloh.
Erase Shiloh?
Everything else. Everything else was.
Why is it? Why? I'm asking why exactly. It is erased. Shiloh is erased. Shiloh is absolutely. Ask me about Beis Hamikdash in Yerushalayim. As a child, I discussed his father, halachas which are pertinent to the Beis Hamikdash in Yerushalayim. And the question of Kitchul Shaito, Kitchul Sislovi, or Lake Kitchul Shaito, etc., was discussed not one time, but 500 times. And I am booking the Beis Hamikdash in the Mova in Yerushalayim, which was in Yerushalayim, as if, I'm booking now as if it just was, the Beis Hamikdash was just destroyed. I know, I could, and I'm not bragging there. Not a question of just bragging like a little boy. And I am now, is that King Godel, and I'm serious about it, that King Godel should stop doing the Avedel in Kippa. For reasons of physical disability and so forth, I could take her out. I'm not joking, I could take her out.
How come maybe that because they didn't want, because when the Beis HaMikdash was built, all of the Mekomos became Osir and they didn't want to...
You are a historian. why find actually malice as being the real, as the reason for a certain historical fact? Direct you are this Seder, the Tiening, the real, or Schlemer, or it himself, didn't want it, they were afraid that Schlemer will compete with him. That's what he said.
Well, I didn't say compete, the Rambam said that all of the Mekomos became Osir, after the Binyan Bayis, all of the Mekomos became Osir, and so therefore they didn't want it to get any...
Oh, everything was to run to Kerovochu, is also to... What is said, Kerovochu? Kerovochu is not as forgotten as those became Osir. Because the Korbanos, the answer is that Yerushalayim was also being erased and completely forgotten if Yerushalayim hadn't had a separate Kedusha, an additional Kedusha. Not history makes among the Jews. Not history makes is responsible for the eternity of an idea. Not history. It is the halachic value of this particular place, of this particular locus. And the locus, you're not angry at me for swearing. But I tell you, you should look out for these stories. Because wherever we tell, it's a trick. The halacha is that Kedusha in Yerushalayim has a double Kedusha. One Kedusha could have been erased, easily erased. But the other Kedusha is not erasable, it's impossible to destroy. You have to accept it. Namely, what I'm speaking about, two Kedushas, which two Kedushas I am referring to? Huh? The same Kedusha, but repetitious. There are two Kedushas. It's quite possible as one Kedusha was introduced by David, the other Kedusha was Shlemi. Because in the Gemara there are stiras in the Gemara. Kiddush David or Kiddush Shlemi. So the thesis already raises this question and says, "Ah, ah, 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 подобие Тфилин, что there are two phases in Душит Бейсамикдаш. First, it's a Бейсамикдаш. It means what is the Кдуша and what does the Кдуша consist of? What does the Кдуша consist of? No, consist in Иаковес Кобонес. Basically, the opposite. That Кобонес, that Иаковес Кобонес is the most important function in the construction of Beis HaMikdash. That in the beginning, the first halacha, could somebody read the first halacha?
Read. Mitzvah Tasei, Lassos, Bayez, Vashem, Mukhan, Yos, Makrivim, Kol HaKarbonos.
Oh.
What else? What else? So what is the toughest, what is the most important function? Kobonis. Kobonis and Yeriya Gimu Pah Vinter. It's also Kobonis. This is a, whether it will last for 100 years or for 500 years, or we last for 1,000 years, this Kedusha is not concerned to us. The Kedusha, as long as it is in existence, it is a Kedusha which can be utilized, which is should be utilized. For the Kedusha is not the Kedusha Smigosh, which is derived from the Zeres HaKosuk. The Rosu Mimigdosh, which is Han Kedusha, has nothing to do with the Mitzvah. It consists completely in one thing only. What is important? That there should be a house where the Kabbalists will be offered. But how long the house will last, it's a long living, or will exist for just a short time, is in Kedusha Smigdash, also in Migdash, which can't be seen. We know nothing. We know nothing how long the Beis HaMikdash will live. And maybe Meshe has constructed from the Mishkan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not tell him how long. It depends on how long the Jews will be kept in the Bamidbar. At the very beginning, the intention of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was that the Mishkan should exist for how long? A few months. They were ready just to enter Eretz Yisrael. Then the Tfatbadi Fatrid Apok Midi Meraglim. But actually, it has nothing, Zman has nothing in common with the Kedusha Sakobonis. This is number one. Then there is another, the Rambam introduced it. Another aspect of Kedusha. Completely different. Not Kobonis. Kobonis is not the only mitzvah, the only function of Kedusha. But there is another reason for Kedusha. The fact to have the HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a tenant. What is the purpose? What is the purpose when I discuss the second Kedusha? What is the purpose? Of the second Kedusha, this is not the Mishkan. The Mishkan already was constructed before. When the Torah says, the Sheikh Neitidosh, who was Hashem, who was Amok, and Hashem, who was Hashem, the Sheikh Neitidosh, who was Hashem, is what is the purpose of the Mishkan, of the Mishkan, or the Beis HaMikdash? It's not it is a Beis HaBchir already. Simply, to have a Kodesh Baruch Hu as a neighbor. The Sheikh Neitidosh, who was Hashem, come very close to him, upstairs as a neighbor, a pretty important neighbor. So don't use your good language and act the way you should react. I mean, I'm not joking. This is exactly the message. Not for Kobonis. I don't need your Kobonis. It's a message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be in proximity. This is the second Kedusha. The one Kedusha is Akdusha's components. The second Kedusha is Akdusha's work. Akdusha's neighborliness, neighborhood, being close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here, this is Beis HaBchira. Shorish Mitzvah, Nistavu Yisrael, Bekness Asam Lord. Really, it's Beis HaBchira. And this Beis HaBchira is the time element written in. The time element is not written in the Beis HaMikdash from Mishkan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't tell Mesh anything. But in the Beis HaBchira, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to have a Beis HaBchira, not only on Mishkan, also with Bais, but a Beis HaBchira, so then it's got to simply, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the person for how long it is. And the Beis HaMikdash of Yerushalayim have been reason that actually for to exist, Beis HaMikdash of Yerushalayim to exist so many years. It's so many years which the Beis HaMikdash of Yerushalayim existed is not because of the Kabbalists, because the Yerushalayim has a special Chalul Shem from Kedusha. She does not move. The Kedusha is, if Kitcho is Shait or Kitcho was a Lord person, is the Kedusha, the Kedusha is eternal, perennial or not, it is especially weird from where I'm walking, I should have shakish, the Sheikh Le Tidrash or Bosh Hashama. He signs an agreement, actually, at least. But actually, the Kodesh Baruch Hu has the status of a Sofia. Yerushalayim belongs to the Klal Yisrael. Actually, the one who rents out Yerushalayim is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And Yerushalayim has a time clause Yerushalayim has. Yerushalayim sometimes is rented out 400 years, sometimes perhaps 800 years. And the one Mandomar hasn't appeared, who once Yerushalayim was rented out to Shchinat HaKadosh Baruch Hu for so many years, it's even Churban cannot destroy this agreement. Yerushalayim is Kitcho L'Shaito, Kitcho L'Shaito. So our interest in Yerushalayim is not because political reasons, perhaps it's not correct. Our interest in Yerushalayim, because in Yerushalayim, one aspect of Kedusha is longevity. This is it. For how long? The Mandama and the Rambam among them says, forever. Once HaKadosh Baruch Hu moves in, it's very hard to make it move out. Why? So it doesn't move in its path. If it's one mandama, we pass like that. Kitcho L'Shaito, the Kitcho L'Shaito. One mandama says, no. If there is Churban, Yerushalayim is destroyed, there's no way how to keep HaKadosh Baruch Hu here when the Kedusha is born. But our interest in Yerushalayim is due not to historical considerations, but to something else. It's due that the Kedushas Yerushalayim is by nature, by its very nature, is a Kedusha from Bchira. What is Bchira? Why is it Bchira? Because Bchira in Hebrew, Bochar Ad Hashem, Bochar Hashem Etzin, contains the element of being perennial, being eternal. Longevity, to hold down forever. This is a prayer. Let's keep Bochar Ad Hashem, to be Bochar Ad Hashem, Amid Lishon, say. For you say, he is the Alevi, he is the Hashem, Shevet Alevi, Lamed Lishon, say. Bochar Ad Hashem, Belevi. Could it mean Bochar? The difference between Bochar and Hivdil or between Bochar and Chofetz, Tehillah doesn't say Chofetz Al Hashem B'Levi.
No.
It says Bochar Al Hashem B'Levi. What's the difference? The element of Prirah, a very strong element. If there is Prirah, it is forever. Honest, we don't have too many Prirahs. Prirah is Israel is one. Prirah Satira is two. What else? Kuhune. Who is third? Kuhune is third. What else? Meshe, where? Ashabocha Bibye. Prirah in Nivuah in general. In Nivuah. It's not only Meshes, it's in all the Those are the basic prayers. In Yerushalayim, David HaMelech said so. To Bochar Ad Hashem B'Tzir, evil and Meshe. Yerushalayim belongs to one of the prayers. So what's wrong with this if you see this?
The Shol is not in perpetuity.
All right, but his mouth is still fine. But he did not protest against it. So his Bochar is me. Is there another Shol?
Give me
2 minutes. So it's Bochar S or Bochar B? Let me you look up and tell me. Okay, exactly. It depends which language. What you say, Bocha B or Bocha S. For instance, if somebody go into a house, they offer fruit to me, apples and pears, and now choose one of the fruit. I wouldn't say I should Bocha Beta Puchi. I'll say I should Bocha S at Puchi. Bocha can be chofetz, if it is with an aleph, S, with aleph soft. But if I say I should Bocha Beta Puchim, Bocha Beta Puchim means prine forever. They stay look up the show.
I apologize, didn't
make
Shabbat.
Huh? Didn't make Shabbat. Well, anyway, you wouldn't worry about it. Is Yerushalayim...
What means in the essence?
In the essence too, but something which cannot be rejected later.
That's the reason why
the very essence.
You choose the essence.
The very essence.
Yeah.
The Bocha Hashem B'Yakev means he likes Yakev. It's not for certain reasons. The reasons are not important. But the Shvoch likes Yakev. The Bocha Hashem B'Yakev. You say it every day. Like Bo David. If somebody will help me out. אשר בחרת ביעברון, בדת אשר בחרת אסברון. בחרת אסברון means you like the Abraham. Nice boy, you like this. No, this is not the kind of prayer הקדוש ברוך הוא granted to Abraham. כי בוחר עד השם בעברון. זאת אומרת, אשר בחרת בעברון. אברון's prayer is eternal. אברון's prayer cannot be changed. And then you use the base, the ablative base. Asher Bocha Es Avro means there was late, there was Avro, there was a suffix, a doubt in mind whom HaKadosh Baruch Hu will prefer. And you finally decided on Abraham, but you could have decided on Abraham, but it was a possibility to decide in favor of Avraham late. This is Chas V'Sholem. Late was not inspired, was not at all considered. As the Rosh from the Umi HaNifcheres. No. Asher Bechato Be'Avraham and somebody else did not come into consideration. Be'Avraham means that the answer already is before the question is raised. There was no question that they made it late was the time. It was a possibility for late to be the candidate for the to for the Jews, for the people, for the people, for this locality, for the people. You know, not, there was no possibility. There's the base. It was the base of fever. The Bochara the Shem Bitsi.
Is that one body?
Huh?
By
Yitzhak Shevet Yehuda, Eshav Tzir HaShem.
By Yitzhak
Shevet
Yehuda.
Eshav Tzir
HaShem.
Who said it? It was before the Tzir, the final Tzir was achieved. After all, there is every baby, book, a baby, never every base, has also an element, has also an Bucharest as well. Because you don't start out with people. So this is, Besaprium is the highest form of consecration and complete identification with the idea which this particular person represents. It's Beis HaPrir, I know, Beis HaPrir means forever.
Ready.
Yeah, just mind. So, Boch HaBono.
Boch HaPrir,
Kasho. Good, you know. Oh, you have no Kasho, you don't have any Kasho. Huh? Yeah, but it was before Amalek, was it?
Before
Amalek. No, Shaul was a king forever. The Rambam says to be a king forever, you don't have to be from Zera Adoni. Even with Mishor Shifti Yisrael, also has the possibility to break through, so to say, to perennial kingdom. No Mishor was. But it was not as wrong. You have it in. You have it also in my word, Dominus, for Korakor. I used to have a war, but this was before the Prira. Anyway, that's the thing. It's Beis HaPrira. The Beis HaPrira is responsible for the fact that our experience of any other place where Rabbi Samigdash was built is a temple wall, a tradition wall, when our experience and our association and our identification of it, the place of our bias, because not of what Rabbi Samigdash was found to be safe, not because of that, it is because of the term of Beis HaPrira is since Yerushalayim is considered a Beis HaPrira, is the Gedusha is a Gedusha Ilomis. This is exactly what Beis HaPrira is. And the mitzvah is not only to build a Beis HaMikdash, or to build a Beis HaPrira. A Beis HaPrira means something which is lasting for a long time. And this something which is lasting for a long time, is actually responsible for the bond in our devotion to Eretz Yisrael, but not Eretz Yisrael in particular, to Yerushalayim. This is the reason. And that is the reason that Yerushalayim, not only Yerushalayim, and that is the reason that the Rambam, Rambam's the Gemara like that, he gives us the age, how old Bnei Shile was, I mean, when it was destroyed. And it gives us the age of Shile. 390 years. Why was it necessary for us to know the ages? Rambam is not a historian. The answer is to tell us more it couldn't. The Shile, HaKadosh Baruch Hu prolonged the Kedusha as much as possible. It came to a certain point, a certain boundary line, that Shule could not go beyond unless it would have become a base of Shule. Louis, the Grand Paul Kenyon, was one of his friends. A couple of Kenyon, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shmuel HaNevi, did not want to entrust David is Beis HaMikdash, the Maseret from Beis HaMikdash. So at that time, Shule was destroyed, and Yerushalayim became a Mikdash. Okay. Understand me? Shule ben Ezer. And the Gemara says, the Gemara portrays Shule and the whole story of Chum Shule. We know very little about it, because we are not interested in stories. They're not interested in stories, not even Chum is a Midrash. They are interested. I still Chum is a Midrash. Do you remember? We were just mourning Chum is a Midrash, because the memory of Chum is a Midrash in Yerushalayim is in a Lachic memory. The Azorei or the Kodesh Kodashim, is this in Halachic memory? It's not Halachic memory. It's not Halachic curiosity which pulls the historians, the archaeologists to dig. It's a secular memory. Americans dig under some in New Mexico, and they dig under the Azorei or the Harabais. But the curiosity is a plain one. It's not a prophetic a prophetic drive which makes them do things. So you're not interested. Shile actually, there is a pasuk vayisalach be'el u'be'mishkan be'el u'be'bayis. It's a pasuk. You have the pasuk in the. With regard to Shile, the pasuk speaks about El, and he also speaks about Bais. So the Gemara says, how is it possible? El means something unsteady, and Bais means something almost perennial and lasting. How can it be at the same place and be considered as El and Bais? So the Gemara, actually the word that means the Beis HaMikdash in Shile was actually both a bias and an air. It had Amudim, and it had also Yiris. In Shile, the roof was not constructed. It consisted of yeris. This is air. The walls consisted of concrete. This is not air, this is already bias. So Shile incorporated already and represented two. The Beis HaMikdash of air, or Mishkan Yisroel, and the Beis HaMikdash of bias. Possibly bias is Shulchan Tzvi. Shile, if the Bnei Levi would have behaved nicely, so Shile would have become gradually the Beis HaMikdash. Gradually the Beis HaMikdash. But the Bnei Levi did not act the way they should have acted. We know the Nevuah which HaKadosh Baruch Hu entrusted to Shmuel when he was a little boy. That because of them, Shile will be destroyed. So that's why Shile became... Shile as if... You have the impression when you read the story of Shile, Rosh Hashanah, Haftarah, that Shile was suddenly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, had suddenly interrupted actually the the promise that she gave Be'er will be Mishka, Be'er will be Bibayis Be'er, that Chile will represent both Bayis and Eir. And of course it would have been the higher Jewish, had it happened, Yerushalayim would have been surpassed by Chile, by the fact that Chile is just a uniform Jewishy, just one Jewishy, and Yerushalayim would have had two Jewishes. Namely, the Jewishy of Beis HaBchire, and the Jewishy of Osho LeMishkan, Mr. Hante Besecha. But the Bnei Levi Chotu, so in the Chum Chile, it happened at the time when the Bnei Levi, Eliya came. So Chile actually was the promise was not materialized, was not fulfilled by HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of Chet. So Chile had to be simply eliminated, and Yerushalayim chosen. You ask something. What did you ask? Did anybody ask you on this side? Is anyway the mitzvah for Gedusha Leshem Kom, without taking into consideration the question of time or the characteristic of Bchire? In Mishkin it was impossible, because the very essence of Mishkin meant Eir Ori, a tent, something temporary and transient. The Mishkin in the Midbar, and the 40 years in Gilgal. The Mishkin and the Gilgal could not achieve it. Why couldn't it achieve it? Because they were not steady. We'll see soon. They were not steady. So who competed for this? Yerushalayim or Chile? Chile would have won, so to say, the conflict. But the trouble was Chile, because of the fact that Chile, HaKadosh Baruch Hu announced this change of his promise that Chile will not be the Beis HaBchire. Kivoch Ad Hashem Etzirim. Abiyad. Because of Chet, so he started to look for another place. And David had a very difficult task. He had to solve a very difficult challenge of it. And David had to roll up his sleeves, like a dog with Mater Aguna, he had to find out which walking will now be chosen by a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Because David had to ask the Aloha first, and then actually ask a Kodesh Baruch Hu to bestow his Kedusha. So finally David arrived at the conclusion at the place which a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants now is Gideon Ravni. The Gemara says that he died. Psukim Kadash. He simply interpreted the Chumash, the text in Re'in, today's Shabbos. That is called, it was both, it was the highest place and not the highest at the same time. But anyway, David was, he had to pass the Shabbos with Chile. What was the Shabbos with Chile? At the very beginning, there was only one problem between Chile and Yerushalayim. Now it's a problem, the whole world is open now. So finally David arrived at the conclusion that he has to reduce his doubt to two places, namely Yerushalayim or Aravno Yebusi, and he decided that the Aravno Yebusi fits more the description in Parshas Re'eh of the Beis HaBchire then Yerushalayim. And that is what David did. He chose Yerushalayim as the Beis HaBchire. And Tesis begins to ask questions. Is it David or Shlemis? The Mikdosh, the answer is simple. The Mikdosh is David's Kedusha. The Mikdosh is David, not David's Kedusha. The Kedusha is Mikdosh for Kabonis in Yerushalayim. But not the Kedusha is Mikdosh. The element of time, that it is forever, this is David, not Shlomo. Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash. Shlomo already...
That's my father.
What is it? What is it? TikTok. The TikTok. How is the history? History in the Midbar, was the Mishkan. The Mitzvah in the Midbar, he was not the Eva Kodesh Baruch Hu near them, the Eva Kodesh Baruch Hu near them, because he was near even without the Mishkan. In Beis HaMikdash, the purpose of the Mishkan was simply to be able to be married, to slaughter, to mitzvah, mitzvahs. We need the Mishkan, but there was no need to have the Mishkan for a long time in Israel. And it was impossible to speak about Beis HaFire. And they traveled from place to place. How can you say Beis HaFire? Today is the place here. The next morning, I'll be somewhere else. Is it a Beis HaFire? Actually had absolutely no meaning as far as the Mishkan is concerned. Correct? Then, when they came to Eretz Israel, after 40 years of Chlukke and Kibush, again there is no mitzvah of Beis HaFire. A mitzvah only of Kedusha, Leshinkom. Leshinkom, Leshinbikoy, Leshinbez Lagodla, Midor Amen. They needed a Mishkan. So the mitzvah was to build a Mishkan. But the Mishkan, there's not a Beis HaFire yet, and they couldn't have a Beis HaFire because the Beis HaFire cannot move from the spot. And in Mishkan, in the Midbar, they kept on moving and continually moving. So then they came to Israel, and then after the 14 years of FPS, so the question came up, which of the places are fit for Beis HaFire. Two candidates for one. Shilo in Yerushalayim. Hadn't the Kehanim of Bnei Levi, hadn't they sinned, and hadn't they actually, contaminated the Beis HaMikdash? It would be no problem. So Shilo would have been chosen instead of Yerushalayim. But that it did not happen like that. Even Shilai, the Kehani Shilai, have actually contaminated, polluted the Beis HaMikdash, the notion of service. So Shilai couldn't be considered anymore as the favorite, so to say. So it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, David, with the help of Kodesh Baruch Hu, chose Yerushalayim for certain halachic reasons. And that's exactly how Yerushalayim became the Beis HaFire. That's when the Rambam tells us this story here. You read it in Rambam.
You mentioned Nechassim?
No, from the very beginning.
The plan is parish, the Torah,
Mishkan Shosa Moshe Rabbeinu, Royal Bishoa, Nerma, Yilavosam Arata,
He's in the Midbar, there was no Mishkan. Mishkan was not surrounded in Zachal Hashem in Menuchah. It was Nachla, the Gemara says, Nachla is a Shile, the Gemara says. Forgive me, I made a mistake, but I rehabilitated myself before by distinguishing between Menucha and Nachla. Nachla, correct, it was a Shile. Nachla is a Shile. Menucha Shile. Nachla Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is Nachla. Because Nachla is also the choice is forever. So while Menucha, it can be a temporary rest. It can be considered Menucha. Shile, just as Shile, there was not an eternal Menucha, but temporary, close to 500 years. So. But Yerushalayim was Nachla, continue.
If we had that person, then how can we say that Shiloh was a candidate to be the Nachla? I mean, Yerushalayim also had Kohanim.
Nachla means any mocking which was endowed with the sense of Nachla, of Pchire, Nachla is Pchire, basically.
Yeah, but we don't ever apply it to Shiloh.
Certainly not, because it was taken away. Because you had for that business
at that time.
The Kianim, the Kianim and the Shmuel, the first, this was the first Nevuah of Shmuel by Shmuel, that the Kehune in Shile will be destroyed. And this means that Shile will be Chorem, will be destroyed, and there will be only Yerushalayim. Because before that, is sometimes is Nachla, sometimes is Menucha. But not after Shile is seen. Very moment, read the Rambam.
Here is Shenechnesu L'Oret, Hamidu HaMishkan B'Gilgo, Abba, that's very shown up.
Why did Rambam tell us that? No, why? Because there was no problem of Nachla.
Because it was moved.
Because it was still in the Midbar. They crossed the Jordan, but actually they were as far as conditions are concerned.
It was the same as the Midbar.
They were in the same situation as they were in the Midbar.
At the time of the
so there, if this is correct, if there is no
Bechira.
No Bechira. We'll continue.
Mishom Bo'u L'Shiloh.
Mishom. So the 40 years closed out. And the 40 years are important. Why were they so important, the 40 years? Because the Chlukas Oretz was not yet completed. So Sheva Shechilku, Sheva Shechikon.
Vanu Sham, Vanu Shalabonu.
They came to Shiloh. And Shiloh apparently had a subject. What is it? Should it be bias or should we...
What a Baisha, what a Pershu Urias.
It means half-half. It means half-half. Both. Mishkan and Beis Abchira, both. Why was it necessary half-half? Because the Pasuk says, Kochartif is always an expression for Pasuk. So take a look in the Shambhalas, you'll find. Anyway, Baisha, what a Baisha.
Upershu Yerios,
Upershu Yerios,
Hamishkan, Hamishkan Alav, Lohaisa Sham Tikra.
Why? Because the Bishamidosh had to replace two things. Migdosh means Agdush is Manis. Agdush is just Petration Gdush. For Kabbalah, it's all right. But for the Mitzvah, Bishamidosh had to be fit. So Shile had to be both a Bishamidosh and a Nachle as well. This is what happened to Shile. Tikva Shal. Tikkun Shel Eitz, what's his Tikkun?
That's a note taker.
No, not Tikkun, but the...
Liriyas HaMishkan.
Liriyas HaMishkan.
Liriyas HaMishkan. Correct, correct. Correct, that's what they got. The Rambam now.
Bishin Samach Tashona Amad from Shiloh.
Why is the Rambam interested to give us information about it? Why is the Rambam interested in giving us information?
To indicate it wasn't permanent.
To tell us...
It wasn't permanent.
It could not be a base Akhira. It had to be a base...
A Mishnah. Or a Mishnah.
A Bais Lishor. And on the one hand, and on the other hand, it had features also of Mishkan and also of Beis HaBchirah. So it was both. Our Pidin, it had a double the Kedusha Shiva. The Kedusha from Bais and the Kedusha from Nachala. But this lasted, what does it say?
B'shemneis Eli, Chorav, Lavol, and No. Lavono, Sham, Mikdash.
Not the Chirah, because they did not have any, reason to build a base of Chirah, because there was a Shilah, there was Chetzio. But here they simply didn't know what to do anyway, or they might have searched for so long. But anyway, the name was not proper. And Nave is not many called the Beis HaMikdash. Nave is not called Beis HaBchirah, not even Beis HaMikdash. Nave is a very strange name. Alabomo Agdela is our Nave, Alabomo Agdela Shama.
Why wasn't the period?
Alabomo Agdela. It was basically Nave that didn't have the Chalesh and Mikdash at all. It was Alabomo Agdela. Alabomo Agdela is like Mikdash. And his name was the Bom of Dila. Shlomo came to report HaKadosh Baruch Hu about the finding of the proper place for by Beis HaBchirah, so the Tanakh does not call him, not call the place Neve, the King of Mikdash, Kishon Beis HaLishenemi. But Bom of Dila, Bom is Neve, was not even a Mikdash, only for components it was kosher. And that's why they called it Bom HaGdila. But in Bom HaGdila, all components which was not offered are outside of the Beis HaMikdash, who were fit to be offered in Neiv. But it's not a Beis HaMikdash. There are many halachos of the Beis HaMikdash. Apparently it would appear that there was no Shiluach Tmeim in Neiv. There was no Shiluach Tmeim in Neiv. Neiv had only Hechsha Kom. Tmeim were not sent out in Neiv. And it was from all the Kemis. Hamikdash, the first thing was the sending away of Tmeim. Neiv apparently didn't have it. Because Neiv is not considered I'm a Kodesh, I'm only a Bom HaGdila, Machshir Kabonis. Bore Yisrael is the Bore City. Bore Zakash is the Bore Yisrael. Every city, you could eat Pais HaSheni in every city. Yeah. It means there was no Mikdash. The Machni Yisrael was missing, so they needed Machni Yisrael. For my Sashen and Kotchim Kalim. So it was Aloha Becholore Yisrael. Every town of Yisrael was considered or was labeled Mikdash. It was Muzalach. What? I don't
know. Why does Malman call Nov Mikdash?
What?
When he speaks of Nov, he calls it Mikdash.
So what's wrong?
In contradistinction to Bom HaGdila, it speaks of a Mikdash.
Bom HaGdila is in Tanakh,
Yishmach. The Rambam says, Bom Sham Mikdash.
It translates, as far as Kabbalists are concerned, is Bom HaGdila just like Mikdash. But as far as Kabbalists, but outside of Kabbalists, not likely there are a million things that Mikdash is necessary. We need the help of Mikdash. In this regard, is all the halachas of Kabbalists, so name was glorified. But only with the Bob of Dilon, not with the Mikdash.
Shemei Shmuel, Choral, Uvol Legibon, Rono Shom Migdash, Umegibon Vol Lebes Holomit. You may know Gibon, the Gibon Sheva Vachamishim Shom. Again, a period specified.
Does nothing disturb you in this Rambam? Does nothing disturb you in this Rambam? Read it again. What are you saying? Of course, I'm Yerushalayim.
Why does it
say that we Yerushalayim? This is Yerushalayim. Is Yerushalayim. Good question.
It wasn't built until Shlomo. I mean, there was a gap from Noam Gibbon.
But what are you speaking about? Mishom, Bo'ol, Yerushalayim.
But it wasn't built yet. Wasn't built yet, was it?
Yeah, but quite possible it was not built yet, but it's a question, quite possible that during the period, the interim, between David and Shlomo, there was the Kedushas HaMikdash, and they managed somehow in Yerushalayim, that Yerushalayim was not inferior to Neiv, and they continued with it. But
anything about Gibbon being Chorav, no, we didn't say Gibbon is Chorav.
Yes, correct. You're all correct with the questions. But there's one question of mine. Why did they tell us this story from Misa Shmuel? That Shmuel died. It's not in Yechesovu. I had it spoken of Shmuel's death. But then it discussed, whom by Sheni I understand, whom by Srishna I understand, in Yerushalayim, Shmuel died, it was Avilis. What does it to tell us here? What's the Rambam would appear? That Kedusha, any Kedusha, if we should say that Kitchel is Haito, the late Kitchel is Haito, or anyway, whom is in the money that I know who prophesied, is alive, it's not considered whom. It's not chum. As long as he's alive, it's not chum. Chum means when they're nourished, not only the physical aspects of the land are completely destroyed. It's not the physical destruction of the houses. Chum means actually Mrs. Anovi. The fact that Anovi who predicted actually, I mean, his Nevuah was implemented, and this makes it whole. We have a very nice example for it. Gedaliah is Atonis. And the Torah Gedaliah is of whom, not of whom Mayochit, but of whom of physical whom of Eretz Yisrael. But it is not considered, it wouldn't have been considered as worthy of Tanis and Tshuva and Zdokeh if Gedaliah would have been alive. You see from it כי דבור אז כמו איזה גדליה, אז מה איזה גדליה, ובורן, צווית איזה גדליה, בורן, הרגיש די דדת על גדליה, בורן, ואיזה זה דדת על גדליה, בורן, בורן, אין טניס, כמו ראינס, אז גדלו מיסו סדיקים, כחום מיסו מיזה. That's what the Gemara means to say. That Eve, the leader of the people, the great leader, is alive, no matter how terrible they are. The whom is completely everything was destroyed. But as long as he's alive, there is no whom. And if you take a look, if you take a look, now, what is the Biha? Shila, we know, was destroyed. We know that. Eli destroyed, Eli with the Samigdash. And Shila, I mean, the Adanshi Shila have captured the Samigdash. You know that, the Dome, I mean. Correct? Fine. Yerushalayim, Chum, both times. First time, the second time. Where is Chum in King? In giving. So the Rambam says, without Chokh and without whom you could not move the order to be Samigdash. So the Rambam says there was Chokh being given as well. It is the death of Shmuel. He hadn't there been whom? No, I don't care in the name of giving. The Rambam shit is, apparently he's missing something here.
יחקך בואו לבי סלומים, לא וגיוון היה שבע חמישים שנה. So, it doesn't say anything about גיוון, it doesn't say about קורבן גיוון at all.
Who was it? Shmuel with regard to Gilon or Shmuel with regard to
Gilon? Well, Mama, it seems we're going to know.
Come back to me. I mean, I want to finish. With regard to Nave. But the Nave of Gilon,
he put them together in the term of the number of years they were. He doesn't separate the years between Nova Given. He says, Nova Given, are you 57 years?
Yeah, the trouble is because he doesn't know actually.
He doesn't know what it was.
Of course, I mean, the Torah did not, the Tanar did not disclose anything about it. But Rambam says, there was whom here because...
I know whom.
In general, if not for Mr. Shmuel, there wouldn't have been Chum and Hefsek Gdushe.
Maybe you put Eli in the same category as Shmuel, because it says Kishamet Eli, Chorav Shiva. Eli are calling him in the same category.
But the Rambam belief says that Eli was a part of the Masere Shoshalas. And that's what the Rambam says in the Agdome to Mishne Tere. The Masere was a Rebbe among Anshei Masere. But what is wrong is that there is no Chum. And that is very... And this exactly that, on the contrary. To take Gedaliah, and... So actually, Gedaliah was not killed. Had the Jews listened to Gedaliah, the Malchus Yerushalayim and Yehuda would have been a separate autonomous Babylonian province, I mean, of course, and the Jews would have carried on the tradition. Because the policy of the Zraden was to deport the intelligent class and not to touch the plain people. suppose Yerushalayim was physically in proper shape. So what did... it's almost a story of the present. There was a group of people in Eretz Yisrael which consider, sorry, Nebuchadnezzar appointed Gedalia ben Achikom as the
ruler,
the governor general of the province, the Babylonian province. No, I don't know how the Chachomish Shel Bereinu would have passed it. But apparently there was a division of opinion. One opinion was that you cannot, the Gedalia should not accept it, because Nebuchadnezzar will never leave Eretz Yisrael just as an independent province. Finally he'll destroy the city, everything, and don't trust him. And there was no another opinion. But no, as long as he doesn't do anything, so let us tolerate him, cooperate, and what will happen 25 years from now or 10 years from now, and the people, the radicals, I mean, this is a story of Tanakh, it's not a story from a paper. And the radicals were wrong, and they decided that Dali cooperating with the people who preached, who kept on preaching peace with Rome, is dangerous, and put the bomb in, let the bomb explode. And the radicals apparently won. And when the radicals won, the Gedalia was destroyed, something happened. Nebuchadnezzar has deported the rest of the Jews from Eretz Yisrael into Assyria. And all these stories of the Ten Shvatim wouldn't have come into consideration, would not have developed if they hadn't listened to the people, to the radicals, and they had not touched Gedalia ben Achikam. So Nebuchadnezzar at that time, he ordered a general deportation. And I want you to know that the worst chum by Israel was a terrible, terrible chum. Came later, after the Muzaradn. The Muzaradn, most probably the Gemara of what it appeared. The Muzaradn was intellectual. And the Muzaradn was not a wild Assyrian or Babylonian. He was an intellectual. And the Muzaradn told us, persuaded, I actually convinced the Nebuchadnezzar that we should be peaceable, our relationship should be a peaceable one, and not to antagonize the Jews, and particularly not to touch their observances and way of life. And with the Rabbi won. By killing Gedalia ben Achikam, the Gedalia, so Nebuzaradan's influence dropped, and Nebuzaradan became the tyrant of the Middle East. And that's exactly what, because when you study what now, for instance, taking Eretz Yisrael, the Rabbanim tell me, it's not so much what is bad about Shiva's goal is. It's not so much the effect of the physical problem, but what is bad about it is the fact that we don't know who is a Jew, who is not a Jew. And they will ask for girls. They didn't know what it's all about. The deportation is a worst That's his deportation. Golus is the worst punishment which a Kodesh Baruch Hu can impose, particularly upon the Jewish people. So this was caused by Gedalia ben Arkim, by the murder or the slaying of Gedalia ben Arkim. No. What was the opinion of Chazal, we don't know. More or less, the fact that the Tonus was established, this fact is indicative, in my opinion, that Chazal did not agree with the radicals, with the Kandori. They thought that their opinion was Gedalia ben Achikam accept the office, and the rest is after Kodesh Baruch Hu. You do as much as possible to save the present, and as to the future, you wait for Kodesh Baruch Hu. This was the power of policies throughout the generations. We never wanted, I mean, to get the most difficult one. But the Kandorim did not listen, and they killed Gedalia ben Achikam. He is considered a Yimatanis. It's considered a Yimatanis by Yom Yon and Boruch HaSefer. Apparently they were of the opinion that we should have tolerated the elevation of Gedalia ben Achikam to a Roman official. This is the way I interpreted it here, the way actually the Rambam interprets it. But the Gemara, then the Gemara asked, so what is about, what, why did he decree the Tatones, if he says they? So the Gemara does not answer Shem Shoretz Reva or Yodam. Gemara doesn't say that. But the problem, the Gemara itself was a division of opinion. The Gemara says, G'dela Mises Tzadikim L'chum Mises Nevesh. The Rambam, when he writes, when he describes the catastrophe of Gedalia ben Achikam, this tremendous trauma which we had to live through, is the Rambam does not use the Gedalia ben Achikam for simple, right? Because if not Gedalia ben Achikam slaying Gedalia ben Achikam, there would have been no second home. And the Dalasaurus, the message, the peasants, the workers, wouldn't have been deported from Eretz Yisrael. If this had happened, and 70 years from away, 70 years away, they expected the Geula, the second Geula, so they would have had no problem. When you begin to read Nehemiah, Ezra, what do you read about? But people who got away, And they were completely assimilated, or so vulnerable, and completely forgotten. We have completely forgotten the Gugula Se'at Yisrael. All the troubles in Nehemiah, we reached them, Chaya, and also the Nevi'im we speak about the second, the second redemption, are all just impressed by one thing: the people did not come back. Easy. But the Rambam doesn't see that. The Rambam says, "Mitli shebe misose kovo agacheles achreino." Agacheles achreino. Continue, no?
If
there's nothing to store, if there's a people, the people are also
good.
Maybe
it's
a kind of It was no good before. It was very bad before. But still there could have been hope. That as long as the people are on the land, there will be no hope. And Gedalia ben Achikam has proven that. And this was the opinion of most people of the Ashkenaz Tagdela, the Levim. But no one listened to them. But I am interested to indicate. So why does the Gemara need Dera Mitzvah Tzaddikim? Not because of Dera Mitzvah Tzaddikim, because the Mitzvah Tzaddikim, the fact that he was murdered, he was the cause of whom Moharet said completely. Apparently, so there is no whom, there is no tonus, unless there is for physical damage. Chum is always when somebody is killed, is murdered. And no matter how horrible the consequences of the event of Gedalia ben Achikam, no tannis would have been introduced. Tannis means Mitzvah Tzaddikim. When lives are lost, and the people who lost their lives are not responsible for whatever happened. Innocent bloodshed, this calls for tannis. If there is destruction of even the Mitzvah Midrash, not matter. But not of a human being, if there is no tannis. So the Gemara al Gedalia ben Achikam was kind of honest. Let us say the actual goal started with Gedalia's murder, if not for Gedalia, if not the murder of Gedalia, I mean, Nebuchadnezzar would have been a liberal king. All the achtochas, if you take into consideration, all the promises. But if Gedalia had not been killed, there wouldn't have been any promise. The Rambam and the Gemara of Rosh Hashanah are read and understood in a coordinating fashion. It's both correct. It was horrible